This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the final message in a series of seven called Seven Prayers That Can Change Your Life. They're all from the book of Psalms. We close this week with Psalm 39 that says, Lord, you alone are my hope. That's a verse that not only defines who you are in terms of what you believe, but it defines who you are as a person when you can say and mean it, Lord, you are my hope. This was given right before Christmas, thus there's some Christmas-related comments, but it's a prayer that can speak to your life and change your life if you pray it today. God bless you as you listen. Peter Vallender is an author who writes an interesting piece about Christmas. He said, it's easy for me to think that I'm the center of everything, the center of the world. A local radio personality in my city remarked, I was astounded when I discovered that our city is at the exact geographic center of the entire surrounding area. Now, some of you have to think about it. You'll realize that was very funny. Profound nonsense, he says. Yet often, we function as though the world does revolve around us personally. To be always at the center of things as though we are solely responsible for all that happens around us is not only overwhelming, it's discouraging, it's depressing. Listen to that again. To be always at the center of things, or to think we are, that we're solely responsible for all that happens around us, is not only overwhelming, it's discouraging. It's depressing, and he's absolutely right. Do not raise your hand, but some of you have somebody in your family, extended family, where you work, where you go to school, your circle of influence, where there's somebody who does live as if they're the center of the world, the universe. It all revolves around them. Everything that happens in their point of view is about them. Everything that happens in the world scene is about them. And I've read material describing how people live like that and how they really believe that. They're one-dimensional people. It's all about them. They're not two-dimensional or even three-dimensional with God as a part of the picture. It's one-dimensional. It's all about me. You say, where are you going with that? Today, the last of seven prayers to change your life from the book of Psalms. We're going to read where David, the psalm writer, says this. He comes to the place in his life where he looks at the Lord and says, you are my hope. That's it. You're the center of the universe, not me. You are the center of the universe, not my money, not what I own. But Lord God Almighty, you are my hope. It could be the most spiritual change point in somebody's life today. When at the end of today, you're going to pray this prayer, I'm hoping that you will, and I'll even suggest how you do it, where you will pray these words, Lord, you are my hope. My hope is in you. It's in Psalm 39. We've been preaching seven prayers that can change your life. They've all been from the book of Psalms. Not that there aren't prayers elsewhere in the Bible that can change your life. That's not the intent at all. But we're just looking at seven prayers that can change your life. Today we're looking at verse 4, the bottom line. Show me, O Lord, my life's end, David says. Show me my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom. As he goes to and fro, he bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, money, not knowing who will get it. And here's the key verse, verse 7. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. My hope is in you.
Well, would it make any difference in your life or mine if we really believe that to be true? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.